California's coronavirus eviction moratorium is set to expire tomorrow, but rental assistance is still available for Sacramento County residents. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. According to the SACB, city and county officials allocated federal and state funds for the program called the Sacramento Energy Rental Assistance Program. The Sacramento Redevelopment and Housing Agency administers the program. The warden of a federal prison in California has been charged with sexually abusing an inmate. 54-year-old Ray Garcia allegedly groped at least one of his female wards, asked at least two inmates to strip naked for him, and took and stored photographs of a naked inmate in a cell at the Federal Correctional Institute Dublin in California's San Francisco Bay Area, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Governor Gavin Newsom signed 7 new laws on Wednesday aimed at addressing the state's homelessness crisis. This year's California budget includes about $7.4 billion to pay for 30 housing and homelessness programs, according to an analysis by the Nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Arcata High School students walked out of class Wednesday in solidarity with peers who've survived sexual assault. The Eureka Times Standard reporting, the group made up of more than 180 students marched from their school campus downhill on 8th Street into the Arcata Plaza. PG&E customers can now call 211, serving as the network's operator, directly connecting customers to local community-based groups, providing help with transportation and shelter needs, portable backup power, and other services. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.